Hello everyone, and welcome to the very first video episode of the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. Did it. I am Nara Birch. Hi, how y'all doing? Good. I'm a little nervous, sorry. It's also been a meltdown-y kind of day, but we'll get into that in a second. I noticed that, like, Spotify was like, you can do video podcasts now. And I already had, like, a YouTube channel up, so I thought, but I haven't been posting to that for a while. So I was like, why not kill two birds with one stone and try out some new content? And here we are. Also, I want to knit with everybody, or like if you guys craft or whatever you want to do. I don't know. I've been watching a lot of like YouTube videos lately, especially like anti-MLM videos. And sometimes like when they'll do their makeup or shit, or there is one dude who knits. His name is Willie. I forget what his channel is, but he talks about America's Next Top Model while he knits. And I fucking adore him. I adore him. He is the greatest creature in the world, and he has a little sidekick called Nicholas. But anyways, like, I kind of like getting to knit with people, so we're gonna knit. And in case you're wondering what I am knitting, it is called a Stash Busting Helix Hat. I forget who the pattern writer is, but yeah, it's a gift for one of my boyfriend's coworkers, and it has just some like gray acrylic. It also has some Barocco and this amazing tomato red that I'm obsessed with that my friend Grace gave me. Thank you. And then the sweater I'm wearing is also something I knit. It's called the Ursa sweater, although I named it the Happy Meal of Your sweater because I like get to name all my projects and I like doing that. So it just reminded me of like a 90s like Burger King or something with the colors, and I really love it. This hat's called Jesus Would Hate Your MLM, because of aforementioned MLM videos. So what I do with my podcast is I do talk about, like, actual specific topics, but I decided I wanted, like, the video one is to just be kind of more of a vlog, technology, am I right? A vlog style, and just kind of like talk about just how I'm doing in the moment, which I've done a few times like on the audio part, but I don't know, I'm gonna try filming them instead. So basically, how is my autism today? Because this is an autism podcast. We started talking about knitting first because knitting is one of my special interests, so knitting, it is part of the tism. Anyways, focus. I have had quite the past few days. It has been meltdown city over here for the past, I think, 3 or 4 days. I've had a severe meltdown, at least one a day, sometimes more. I had some really scary, intense healing sessions where, like, I sometimes have these, like, PTSD episodes and I'm back at my parents' house. And I basically think that I'm like 6, 7, 8 locked in my room during an autistic meltdown or some shit. And it's hard to remember that, no, I'm 28 and I'm well out of that situation. But yeah, it's just, I know that they're moments of healing, but they're just really hard. And, today I didn't want to have a meltdown and I ended up having a meltdown actually because of this, filming shit, because I've been super excited. I thought about it last night, right? And I've been just like autistically fixated on it. And so I don't have any lights in my room. This is just the natural lighting because I don't have any lamps in here. And like, I got the idea at like 6 o'clock last night. And so the sun was going down, and then I also didn't know how to charge our camera. So I had to wait for my boyfriend to get home. So, like, I was super stoked. Like, this morning, we're gonna do it. We're gonna film. We're gonna have fun. I put together, like, ooh, try not to knock things over. I put together a backdrop, you know? I got really stoked, and then I was having trouble figuring out camera angles and My boyfriend had to go to his parents' house to wash clothes before work, and there wasn't enough time, and I fucking lost it. And I had a ginormous meltdown. I hit my thighs intensely, trying not to hit my head, but I did hit my head. That's okay, but, like, here's the thing. I've gotten a lot better at it over at least, like, these past 3 meltdowns. I've hit my head maybe once or twice. Oh my god, my cat's trying to get in the room. His little paw just like went under the door. That's precious. Meow to you too, Bibimo. I can't let you in here. There's shit behind me and you're gonna climb on it. He might break in. Maybe you'll see him. Anyways, meltdowns. Yeah, it's been a lot. It's been a lot. I am exhausted. I've had to push myself a little too far these past couple of days, and I know that, but it's hard. There's just sometimes you have to. Like, I had to work. I have to pay my bills. I didn't have a fucking choice. And I did it, and I paid my bills, and it felt amazing afterwards. But I'm definitely paying for pushing myself too hard right now. But it's okay, because we're trying to have today as a decompression day. I wanted a decompression day with no meltdown. Unfortunately, that ship has sailed. A meltdown occurred not only here, I also had another one in the driveway of my boyfriend's parents' house when I dropped him off. So that's fun. Love that for me. Love having meltdowns where people might be able to see me. Super cool. But it's okay, because I went home and I bought myself chicken tenders and ate chicken tenders and smoked some weed, which I would smoke weed, like, with you guys, too, while we hang out and knit or crochet or whatever you're doing right now. But, like, I don't know about the legality of doing that on camera. Like, I don't know how that works with the interwebs and whatnot. So I'm not going to. But if you're smoking at home, take a hit for me. Winky face. I don't know why I did that. I was going to say ignore me, but, like, you're literally watching me right now. I don't know how long to make this either, so I'm just going to try to do it. I don't want it to be more than a half hour, for sure. But just know there's going to be no editing, except for, like, the part in the beginning where I, like, sit down before I start talking. That'll be edited out. Oh god, I hope that this is catching everything correctly. I kind of managed to check. But yeah, I don't know. I just thought we could all hang out and talk about artism. I have a cool event coming up that, like, I'll put the information about it in the show notes or the description box or wherever. It's a celebrational... There's a bunch of different autistic podcasters that were asked to come and all record an episode of their podcast for a special program put on by, I think it's called Autism Personal Coach? I don't know. There's a really cool, his name is Doug Bletcher. He does a lot of really cool shit for the autistic community around where I live. And he put together, like, just it's a list of people, and, like, I got tickets, and I think it's called Stimmy Vibrations. I don't know. There's words I'm saying right now, and hopefully they're correct. But I don't know, that's kind of cool. So if you found me from that, thank you and welcome. I appreciate it. But, like, if the event hasn't occurred by the time I put it up, you should go. I'll put shit there, and you should go check it out. It's free. It's cool, and you might find some other autistic podcasters that you like. I personally don't listen to any autism podcasts, and I feel like I probably should, but I don't know. If I'm gonna listen to a podcast, I want to listen to, like, the history of the shingle hairstyle, or, like, I'm just trying to think of some, the art of embroidery part one. These are just, like, literal episode titles from my fashion history podcast I was listening to. Called Dressed. I like clothes. Clothes are fun. That's one of the reasons I like to knit, because, like, I get to design my own clothes, and I don't know, that just really makes me happy. Really happy. All right, So I think I'm going to just do a short one for the very first one. We got to knit a little bit. We chatted about my tism. I hope that the rest of the day goes pretty smoothly for myself. I'm going to try my best. Unfortunately, there are a lot of things out of my control that can cause a meltdown, but I just have to remind myself that being in meltdown state is not permanent. It will pass and it's gonna suck. And yeah, my thighs are gonna be fucking yellow tomorrow from the amount of times I fucking hit myself today. But that's okay, because I got through the meltdown pretty safely. And I just need to be proud of myself for that. And I need to be proud of myself for feeding myself and just really trying to take care of my human meat puppet, as I hope you all are too. my cat's meowing so much. Okay, so sorry. With that, I'm gonna click off button, click stop recording, and I hope to talk to you or see you guys later. Bye.